This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Well, good afternoon.
This is Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. And what a wonderful surprise, because I have the opportunity to actually come on live and just to greet all the listening audience. I just want to say thank you so much for the time that you have allotted for us to come into your living rooms, to come into your workplace, and just to share words of encouragement to you. And I believe that as this ministry is growing, I believe that it gives us an opportunity to speak into the lives of the people that we're coming in contact with. So we just want to say thank you so much for listening. You're a church of worship, the word, and healing. And for those that are looking for a ministry that will be a blessing to you, this is a place where you can come and just grow as an individual, grow as your family. So I believe that that God wants to do something extraordinary in your life, and I believe that He wants to do some significant things in your life. Now that 2020 is like right there. We just believe that we're actually entering a new decade. We're entering I was just listening to David Dare Jeremiah before, prior to us coming on, and he just did a wonderful job of just explaining the Psalms. But I believe that this is 2020, the year 2020 is going to be a unique year for us. But first of all, let me just pray, because I can't do anything without praying and acknowledging the Lord. So Father God, we come before your divine presence. We thank you, Father God, that you have taken us through the water. You've taken us through the storms. You've taken us through the ups and the downs. But one thing about it, Lord, you are always consistent. You're always there. You said you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this year, for 2019, where you have brought us individually, collectively, and also as a country, Father God, into a new era, a new dimension, a new time where we can bless you and give you the glory. Now, Father God, we ask, Father God, that your perfect will, Lord God, will be done. Lord God, that even as we go through this broadcast, we also pray, Father God, for your favor upon this broadcast. We know that, Lord God, that they've been inquiring for funds, Father God, for the first quarter, Father God, just to meet their needs. We pray, Father God, that you may touch the hearts of the listeners, and that as they're listening to this wonderful broadcast, that there will be a blessing to this broadcast. Father God, we thank you, Father. We bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And Father God, we ask now, God, all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen and amen. Well, once again, I just want to invite our listeners. Tomorrow we're going to be having a watch night service. It's going to be a little earlier than normal. Tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We are presently located in Loxahatchee, for those that don't know, just west of West Palm Beach, 25 minutes outside of West Palm Beach and 20 minutes outside of Riviera Beach. Kindly visit our website. Usually I'll give out my website, and I want you to go and take a look at and see who we really are. It's Maranatha. Let me spell that for you because it's pretty long here. It's MARANATHAINTER.org. All right, so it's MARANATHAINTER.org for location and direction. For those that are, like I said before, I'm kind of repeating myself, but I believe it's important to be said. For those who are looking for a home church, we're not necessarily without the bells and the whistles and the hustle and the bustle, but we're just looking for a place where you just want to grow as a family spiritually in the Word of God, not just be like a number in the crowd. Then I invite you to come to Maranatha International. We're a growing church. We're a church. We're the Word of Faith Church, where if you love the teaching and the explaining and expounding of your Word, the exegesis of your Word, put in a fashion where you can leave out of that place enriched and fulfilled, this is the place for you. So I believe that God wants to do something significant in your life, and I believe that this is the place where you can grow as an individual and grow as a family. So my prayer for you is that as you enter 2020, come and give us a try. Visit us on our website. Check out our vision statement, our mission statement. See where we're going, how we're going to get there. Look at the pastors. Look at the integrity of this ministry. And just be a part of something new, something fresh. And I believe that's something that God wants to bless your life. Amen? All right. Well, like I said before, some of the other things about our ministry, our services are broadcast on Facebook and on YouTube. For those who are looking for messages, you can actually look on the Pastor David. That's my name. Pastor David Ewers, the last name is Ewers. It's a Jamaican last name, so it's very unique. So you can catch us on Facebook and YouTube. Yesterday we went live on our YouTube channel, so it's something that we are very excited about. We also host an online telephone conference called Bible Study on Thursday night at 7, from 7, approximately 7 p.m. To 8 p.m. So you can actually call in and just be a part of some practical studies of the Word of God and just getting into the Word of God. All right, so for more information, like I said before, visit our website and come and join us tomorrow for an anointed word. Yesterday we spoke a word on anointed feet, because when we're getting ready to step across that threshold from 2019 to 2020, we want to have anointed feet. What do I mean by anointed feet? That our steps will be ordered. The scripture says that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So our steps will be intentional. Our steps will be dynamic. Our steps will be the place where God wants us to step. And we gave an example of Joshua. When God came to Joshua and said, "Hey, stop mourning over your servant Moses. We have a work to do here. Moses now is dead, but I want you to kind of look forward to the place, things that I want you to accomplish in this new era." So he says, "Listen, the sole of your feet, wherever it's thread, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm giving you a territory where you're going to conquer." And that shows me, I was just drawing a correlation between how our feet are literally anointed to step in the place where God wants us to step. Now, over the last month, you know, the Lord really been dealing with my heart as far as like the purpose of thanksgiving and also praise. And I had opportunity to kind of share some things that I believe that can help you as a person to approach praise in its rightful place. You know, a lot of times we do a lot of praying, we ask God for certain things, but not realizing that there is a proper protocol, and that when we come before the Lord, we come before Him with praise, and we praise Him for who He is. We praise Him for just the fact that He saved us. We praise Him before for Jesus Christ. We praise Him. There's so many things we have to praise Him for, And when you put things in its rightful practice, I've realized that in the past I've been doing more praying, but now I'm turning it around, I'm saying I'm doing more thanksgiving and more praise to prepare me, my heart, to pray exactly what God wants us to pray for. Now, what I want to do in the latter part of this broadcast, I wanted to actually give out a number so you can call, and I want you to actually call and just to kind of call in and just kind of share some things that you maybe want prayer for, and I'm going to have a chance where I can pray pray for you. And also, if you want to give into this ministry, it's a perfect opportunity. I know you've listened to us over the years, over the months, and you've listened to various minutes, messages on praise and teach me how to pray, and it's been a blessing to you. Now is your opportunity to show your gratitude and to say, yes, this ministry has been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing to my family. Let me go online and let me take that next step. It's one thing to hear, but it's another thing to do. Let me take that next step and sow into this ministry. And as I sow into this ministry, it will be returned back to me 100-fold. Does that sound like a deal? So let me give the number. It's 888-221-8990. And that's the call-in number, 888-221-8990. So feel free to call in at any time. I'm just going to continue just to speak as I'm being led here. I just want to touch on a little some things here that we talked about in the previous broadcast. We've been talking about praise, and the more that I've been talking about it, is realize how important it is. You know, it shows that we have to live a life of praise, not just a segmented time where we say, okay, this is the time to praise. Church is getting ready to start. Let me put on my praise hat and let me praise. But no, he wants us to live a lifestyle of praise. And I believe that David caught upon that. David says that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So guess what I started to do? Everywhere that I go, I would praise God. And not necessarily have to praise him out loud, but say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for being such a good God. I just don't praise him after the fact where he has made something happen for me. The promotion, the unexpected money, the money that's been tied up has now come to me. But no, God says, this is a relationship that I have with you. And if you learn how to just praise me, and put praise in the bank, per se. You know, we have a spiritual account. Yeah, we have a bank. And that bank, we put, when we praise God, we put spiritual money in our bank account. Some of us haven't really put anything in the bank accounts. When it's time to make a withdrawal, there is a bounce check, if you know what I mean. But I believe that, you know, when we have this relationship with God, it's two ways. You know, we're not only us giving, but God says, I want to give back to you. All right? So let me give that number again, 888-221-8990. I just wanted to have the opportunity just to pray with you, pray for you. You may have various needs that you're going through. You may have not everyone is going through a time of just blessings, but you may have a time where you just went through a difficult time. He says, Pastor, this is a very difficult time for me. Even if you want to call the radio station and leave your number there, and I could get back with you after the ear, if it's very sensitive, I could do that also. I'm basically here to serve you. I'm basically here to honor God, to build you up, and to bring and to be a blessing to you. All right? Now, let me talk about a little bit thing about the praise, because that keep on coming back to me. I believe that someone just mentioned that they were blessed as a result of the information that was shared about praise. The scripture says, in the last part of the Psalms, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And it was very interesting that as I was looking at that scripture, it goes on to tell us that the sun, the moon, the stars, everything, it just kind of went down the list of various things that should give praise to the Lord. I never really thought about the sun is actually giving praise, and every time it shines, it literally shining the very brightness of that's the sun, meaning the S-O-N of God. I've never realized that everything around us, the trees, when they wave, they're giving praise. I believe I heard sometime when a scientist did a study here where they observed the sound from the cricket, and when they rub their feet together, they give off a sound. And I was reading somewhere where they actually, when they slowed down the decibels of that cricket rubbing the feet together, it was as if it was a choir in heaven that was singing and just saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. So you'd be surprised around us, the things that God has created and that's given them praise. How much more that we were created in the very image of God and how we should give him the praise that's due unto his name. Now, some of the names that we mentioned, like for instance, Yada, it means to revere, it means to give thanks, it means to praise. So we have to literally say, God, we lift our hands. Yada means to lift our hands and to throw our hands in adoration. In Psalms 145 and 10, it says, all your works shall give Yada to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. And all the creation reaches out in thanks and praise back towards the Creator. So we, leaving 2019, let this be a time where we give God a Yada. Cross that threshold from 2019 to 2020, giving God a praise and say, God, I thank you, I praise you for what you're doing, is that you're setting the pace for what's going to happen in 2020. Now, another word is Barak. I know we just recently had a president called Barak. All right, it's actually spelled B-A-R-A-C-H. That word Barak means to bless. This is another form of praising God. So when we're praising God, it means to praise as a blessing. I know I've talked about it in the past, but I believe it's important to reiterate stuff so you can have a better understanding. Now, this word Barak, it's used in Psalms 95 and 6. It says, come, oh, come, let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. So he says, come, let us worship and bow down, and let us, yes, Barak, before our Lord and our Maker. And in this, the verse, the psalmist uses three different words. Come, let us worship. Libby, Shabak, means to bow down, prostrate, and to bow down, meaning to crouch. The third word is Shabak, S-H-A-B-A-C. S-H-A-B-A-C-H. And this means to exclaim or shout praise. The story that comes to mind is when they were going around the city of Jericho, and God gave them instructions, says, on the seventh time, I want you to shout. I want you to give them a shabak. What they're actually doing is that they were exclaiming and shouting the praises to God. Do you know that there's power in your praise? The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of Israel. Now, what does that actually look like? Envision this with me. I want you to come in this kind of vision this with me. When you're praising God from your heart, what God says that, and while you're praising me, I literally come and sit on the throne of your praise. All right? I come and I sit and I make myself at home in the middle of your praise. That's why the other scripture says that when I praise God, my enemies perish at the presence of the Lord. So let's think about this. When I'm praising God, God brings and he comes and he sits on the throne of my praise. When he sits on the throne of my praise, with him comes his presence. With him comes his power. With him comes his ability to move on your behalf. It's not you just uttering praise, yes, Lord, I thank you, yeah, Lord. No, but it's from a heart that's saying, Lord, I really thank you. I really praise you for who you are. And when we looked at the story in Jehoshaphat gave us a perfect example of how he positioned praise. He had an army that was coming against him, and he was getting ready to go to battle. He went to the Lord. The Lord gave him instructions. He says, listen, I want you to appoint praisers for me. In other words, what he's saying, I want your praise to go first. Put your praise on the front line before the armies. And he says, yes, sir, I will do that. And Jehoshaphat did just that. And guess what? When he put the praises, they were singing, they were blessing God, they were giving the God the glory, they were just lifting his name up, and they would just magnify him. Guess what? The Lord then acted on his behalf. Is there someone out there right now who says, Lord, I want you to act on my behalf. There's a pressing need. There may be a loved one in the hospital. There may be some news that you've just received, a young person that has just been incarcerated. You just got some news from a doctor that's been diagnosed with something that has got you worried. The Lord is saying, why don't you give me the praise? What is that actually doing? You say, Lord, I am releasing my faith in this area, and I'm going to praise you before I see the results. Because I know that you are a God of integrity. I know that you are a God of character. I know that you are a God that you, when your word goes forth, it does not return to you void. I know that you are a God that always comes true at the right time. So we see here that when Jehoshaphat lifted up his voice and put his praise team before him, what happened is that the scripture says that the Lord ambush his enemies. Another word that gives you the idea of someone lurking and pouncing on someone. So we see here that they praise God, and God responded in such a fashion that the enemies that were coming against Jehoshaphat begin to start fighting amongst each other. Imagine that. The enemies that had the vision of destroying you are now fighting and destroying each other. Now, the latter part of that, I believe it's in 1 Chronicles 2020. Hint, hint. Yes, 2020. 1 Chronicles 2020. God is saying that if you would just lift up a praise in 2020, watch and see what I would do. I will make your enemies fight against each other. We see that they fought about each other and they destroyed each other. And the latter part of that, 1 Chronicles 2020, it says that they destroyed everyone. And when Judah now looked over the threshold of the territory where they were fighting, not one person was alive. And they went in and they took the spoils. What I mean by the spoils? The riches, the jewelry, all those things. And it took them 3 days to carry away those spoils. So you see how powerful praise is? Promise me this. Before 2020 gets here, set aside some time to praise God. Set aside some time to give God a yada. Set aside some time to give God a barak. Set aside some time to give him a holla. It means to shine. It means to rave. It means to boast. Set aside some time to give God a dance. I love to listen to Kenneth Hagin. I spend most of my time just listening to a lot of his messages. And he was saying in one of his messages how he would get up in the morning and that he would just dance before the Lord. And just dance and just give God the glory and just praise him and just praise him and praise him. And he saw so much results when the first thing in the morning when he gave God the glory that's due on his name. All right. Well, I know my time is getting kind of short. I didn't hear anybody calling yet, but still yet, I'm still praying for you. You can also call even when I'm off the air. Call the radio station, 888-221-8990. And if you want me to call you back, I can do that and pray personally for you. I just want to say that this ministry is here for you, to serve you. And also, I just want to say also that this radio station is here for you. I know I alluded to it earlier when I started, that this radio station is in the process of raising funds so it can stay on the air to be a blessing to you. I don't know about of a more perfect time for you to call in and to give. You know, when you give, what happens is that you're saying that I am sowing my seed into a ground to be a benefit to the kingdom of God. You may not be there for someone on the other line to hear it and they're being blessed, but what you're doing is that when you're sowing into this ministry, what you're saying is that you are assisting and you're helping the kingdom of God bring forth the gospel message throughout the world. So don't let, you know, sometimes I've been in the times where I say, yeah, I'll call. But let this be the day where you make a commitment and say, I'm going to call in today and I'm going to give. Let it double and let it triple what the radio expects. I know it was like $30,000 that they were raising funds for. Let it blow it out the water and just say, God, I'm going to use me today to call into this radio station. Amen. Okay, good. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify your holy name. I thank you, Father God, for the people that have been listening to this radio broadcast. We pray, Father God, that you may continue to bless them. Father God, that your face, Lord God, will shine upon them. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that 2020 will be a year where their feet have been anointed. Father God, where there'll be new horizons, new blessings, new favor will rest upon them. Father God, we also pray, Father God, for this country. Father God, that this country was built upon principles, built, Lord God, upon your word. And Father God, we ask, Father God, for just a mighty revival, Father God, that sweeps across this country. We pray, Father God, for those that are in the leadership in the House, in the White House. We pray, Lord God, for those that are in the Senate. We pray, Lord God, Father God, for all our our senators. We pray, Lord God, for all the House and those people, Lord God, and the teachers, our policemen, and so forth, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for your perfect will to be done. Now, God, we ask, now, God, all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray, amen and amen. Well, may God bless you. It's always a privilege and always an honor, and I'm looking forward to 2020 being a year where we're going to still continue in this mode of Teach Me How to Pray, but this is the last broadcast from Maranatha for this particular year. So as we pick up in 2020, I'm looking forward to great things. May God richly bless you is my prayer. May God continue just to keep you. May God's hands will be upon your life. Blessings upon your family. Blessings upon your children, upon your job, those who are looking for positions. May 2020 start with someone giving them a call. For those that are diagnosed with sickness, you said in your word, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your holy name. Now, Father God, I just want to end this time with just giving you praise. Father God, I praise you. You're such a good God. I bless you. I praise you and I magnify your holy name.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
It's almost Christmas time, everybody! And I can't wait. Lights up all year round. I just couldn't bear the thought of taking them down. I've been singing Jingle Bell Rock since July. All the neighbors look at me like I'm crazy, but I